A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brialso Lake puts this game away!
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
KSL's unrivaled, the teams you live for, the sports you love. Scott Mitchell and Alex Keery on KSL News Radio.
All right, welcome on in. It's KSL's Unrivaled. We just watched Sam Darnold throw his third pick of the night. Doing great. Patriots take over at about midfield, and they're already up 24-0 here. But it's the third quarter's underway, and the beatdown has also been underway for quite some time. So there's your Monday Night Football update. In the meantime, we got to get to this important part of our show. It's the 8 o'clock hour. And we had debate on this one about where we were going to start this hour. We have so much to talk about. Utah, BYU, but we talked about a lot of it. The NFL from this week and all sorts of things. But we really, really love scandals. We really, really love rumors. And we love to talk about where some of these things
We like reality TV, basically.
Yes. It's essentially, we're going to break down The Bachelor and Bachelorette. No. We're going to talk about some of the rumor mills of coaching. It's all to start off the 8:05 cut right here.
The Cut at 8:05. The unquestioned, undeniable, unrivaled. Top sports story of the hour. Here's what made the cut.
All right, this hour of the cut brought to you by SprinterUtah.com. For more information, text Sprinter to 57500. Scott, the rumor mill on the quarterbacks or on the coaching carousel that's always interesting is the quarterback, and this is something you talked about on your podcast today, Helmets Off.
Yes.
You can download the podcast wherever podcasts are found. There you go. A little plug. It's contractually obligated to bring that up once a show. So there you go.
Thank you. It's good. I like doing it.
Well, but here's the deal. This one came up because today, Urban Meyer started to talk about some of the coaching. Now that he's a Fox guy, he started to talk about some of the coaching across, you know, the landscape of college football. And obviously, after a weekend like Michigan had, the Michigan faithful start to wonder what's going on with Jim Harbaugh. And even a guy who they thought was going to be the absolute, the end-all on best coaches ever, has been 0-for against
Ohio State.
And, like, not even close.
You know, you could go
and he's not winning.
You could go for the Big Ten and beat Ohio State.
And you'd still be okay.
You'd be a lifetime coach.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
But Michigan's had fallen on some hard times, even with the khakis and the glasses in charge.
And the cleats.
And so that conversation started to happen with Colin Cowherd on Fox with Urban Meyer. And then so what ended up happening was this conversation sort of started to happen about the Cowboys – head coaching job.
That's the one. You know, that's the New York Yankees. That's the Dallas Cowboys. That's the one. Great city. You know, got Dak Prescott. You got Zeke Elliott. You got loaded team. To me, that's the one job in professional football. You kind of say, I got to go do that.
Had you been called by the Cowboys?
I have not.
But if you would have been, you'd spend a couple of days with it.
Sure. Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. That one, yes.
On that one, yes.
He's not going to tell Cowherd that he got called by the Cowboys.
He was setting up a had you been called by the Cowboys, would you have considered it? Had you been called by the Cowboys? No, I haven't been called.
He asked him, have you been called by them? And I'm just telling you, even if he had, he would never tell him.
Okay, so with that being said, he put that out there. Urban Meyer at the Dallas Cowboys
is the biggest train wreck in the
world. What are you talking about?
This
guy has been successful everywhere he's gone.
In college. Look, his game, his mindset, it doesn't.
Pete Carroll, it translated?
Pete Carroll is not a tyrant. It's not about a college coach going to the pros. Okay, guys.
What's it about then?
And if you're okay, Bill Belichick, a tyrant. Okay, he has a way. He's a tough coach. He is tough to play for, but he got a quarterback who was young, who has been probably the greatest player ever to play in the NFL, and he got to mold him young. So. Tom Brady.
Your contradiction in terms is crazy.
Listen. Hear this out. Tom Brady doesn't know any better. He knows it like it is from Bill Belichick. So who's the guy that is the temperature for the New England Patriots? It's Tom Brady. Tom Brady sets the trend for everything. Belichick. He's like, I know people that played for him. It's not a fun place to play.
I get it.
Okay. Pete Carroll, completely different. Pete Carroll's a California guy. He's a surfer dude. He's like, we will never talk bad to the millennials.
Yeah,
I'm just telling you.
What's funny is you just described two Super Bowl winning coaches.
I get it.
Why? So both of those work, and Urban Meyer can't make it work?
The reason it doesn't work with Urban Meyer is because Urban Meyer's tyrant style isn't supported by the back end scouting department, the philosophy behind the Cowboys. The Patriots do it different than everyone. They go, we're not overspending for free agents at all. The Cowboys are like, I'm Jerry Jones. I'm spending.
I'm overspending.
Right. I'm buying the next shiny object. And the Cowboys, since Gil Brandt left and that great scouting program, they are not. When was the last time the Cowboys really had a chance to go to the Super Bowl? In the 90s? And you think Jerry Jones and Jimmy Johnson, their egos could not stand to be together?
Now hold on a minute.
Urban Meyer's 10 times the ego of Jimmy Johnson.
Here's my favorite.
It will not work.
Of the things that Urban Meyer said, though, because you always say that Urban Meyer hates Jim Harbaugh. It's like hates.
With a passion.
And you would. Look, it's Michigan versus Ohio State. Yeah. There's no love lost there between those two guys. Urban Meyer has the luxury now of being the media guy and just responding to questions. So the question was asked about the expectations that come with being that Michigan head coach.
You know, if it does get nasty, which I don't think it's nasty right now, but you lose at Penn State, you lose again to Ohio State, and I think you can't ignore it then. You know, and once again, I very gratefully have not been in that scenario, but I don't know how. Like right now, zero conversation.
Oh, he's like, that's
I
the
never
best.
Lost to Michigan. I don't know what's going to happen to Jim Harbaugh. I've never experienced that in my entire time.
That is hilarious. That whole idea of, this idea of, you know, I don't know what it's like to be in that situation. So I can't really wrap my head around this
it's
scenario.
It's all speculation on my part.
You said it too. This is such a USC snobby USC
yes.
fan.
Yes.
Oh, it would be – I've never had to deal with something like this. Losing a football game? Oh. Like, just this idea
And if you notice, Urban Meyer will never say Michigan.
Right. But it's funny because he internalized that about BYU too, yeah. right? Where it's just right. like, I can't call them BYU. It's no. team down south, team yeah. down south, team down south. He can't refer to Michigan as Michigan. He's just like, yeah, that's an interesting scenario there where he is because – You lose to Penn State. You lose to Ohio State.
Again.
Then the conversation has to happen. Now, luckily, I've never been in that situation of, you know, losing all those bad games. I don't know what it's like to lose against Michigan. I'm Urban Meyer. And look, I know what you're saying that coaches, it doesn't always translate. But Pete Carroll, this is his second go in the coaching world in the NFL. And boy, it was a bad first go, right? It was a college guy who tries to give it a shot in the pros.
Pete Carroll was.
Well, he was a pro. He was in the pro system.
He was with the Jets.
He
was a well-thought-of defensive coordinator in the NFL for a long time.
But when he took his shot as a head coach, it just was not there, right? And it was not his time.
Right.
And you've always talked about this, too. It's like, it's about the scenario you're in.
Yep.
So if Bill Belichick isn't coaching, the New England Patriots, instead maybe is dealt the hand of being the Jacksonville Jaguars head coach, does it end up the same?
Or he goes to the Buffalo Bills, or he goes somewhere
else. Or Drew Bledsoe does not get hurt.
Yeah.
Then what? And so all these scenarios could come up. Is Bill Belichick the mad genius that we think he is? Why wouldn't he be able to work with Urban Meyer? This is a guy who, now from a player's perspective.
It might work. I just don't see Dallas as the
– Oh, so, but see
– I just don't see Dallas as the team to do it.
Dallas, Jerry Jones, takes the dumbest shots on coaches, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Think of Barry Switzer. And everyone's like, he won a Super Bowl. It's like, Barry Switzer lucked into a Super Bowl. Barry Switzer lucked into – High caliber
Can I just tell you,
football
Jerry
coaching.
Jones does not know what he's doing. I'm just sorry. I mean, they lucked into Super Bowls because they traded away Herschel Walker, yeah. And they got all those players. I mean, they got Troy Aikman, and they got two or three defensive linemen, and Emmitt Smith, and I mean, they got Hall of Famers out of a trade for Herschel Walker, who really wasn't that great a pro. I mean, he was a great college player, but it would be an absolute train wreck to have Urban Meyer, and it would be a media frenzy if he was there.
If you're Urban Meyer and USC comes knocking, or the Dallas Cowboys,
I think that's what this is about.
What do you mean that's what this?
I think Urban's kind of putting it out there to say
I could take any job, including the best one in all of football.
I really want to go to USC. But I want USC to know that I might go to the Cowboys,
right?
And so it's all just kind of.
Right,
but one thing's really clear: Urban Meyer's going to get back into coaching.
Ooh.
That's what's really clear.
I don't know. I just don't know. All right, we're taking the break here. Come back. Talk a little bit about the depressing side of Utah's current scenario, being in the best having the best defense they've had in a long time. A healthy Tyler Huntley and a healthy Zach Moss means you have the best shot to win the Pac-12. Kind of. We'll talk about some really depressing news, Utah fans. Scott's going to roll it out for you. There might be a glimmer of hope. Stay with us right here. It's KSL's Unrivaled.
I'm Dave Cauley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now, too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.